brought to you by Penguin.
Helga's Diary, written by Helga Weiss and read by Emily Bevan. Preface. With age, one returns increasingly to the past. To my surprise, I now find that I essentially never left it. After some years, I read my diary again, carefully, from beginning to end, with a bit of nostalgia, I admit, and in many places with great emotion. I don't really know how to start writing a preface to my diary, or why I should do so. Everything essential I recorded more than 60 years ago. I wrote down my experiences and thoughts, at first in school notebooks, then on individual sheets of paper. The writing is childish, the style prolix, naive. Still, it is a faithful picture of the time in which my generation lived, grew up, and died. Much has already been written. Many things have been forgotten. Occasionally, matters have been deliberately suppressed and distorted. I like things tidy and don't want to leave a mess behind. It's high time I put my effects in order. Over the years, a large number of documents have accumulated. I don't enjoy sorting through papers, and so mine are a bit chaotic. Thus I came upon my journal, put away years ago and almost forgotten at the bottom of a drawer. It's a stack of yellowed papers written in pencil, in places hardly readable. I move with the times. I learnt to use a computer, and so page by page I typed it up and printed it out. I found myself deleting things, shortening long sentences, omitting clauses, choosing more appropriate words and expressions. Some might object that it needs professional editing. However, my experiences with this have not been good ones. Many articles, radio programs, and reports have already been written about my adventures. Editorial interventions have frequently changed the point of them completely, distorting or falsifying true events. I fear that, with changes, the authenticity and force of the narration would be lost. May readers treat this diary charitably and accept it for what it is. My diary begins in Prague in 1938. It describes the occupation of Czechoslovakia and the conditions there, primarily the anti-Jewish directives in the Protectorate and life in the ghetto at Terezín. Before our deportation from Terezín to Auschwitz, September 1944, I gave the diary to my uncle Josef Polak, who took it and my drawings and bricked them into the wall of a building, thus preserving them. Shortly after the war, 1945-6, I finished off my Terezín diary and wrote down everything I had experienced in the other concentration camps, Auschwitz, Freiburg, Mauthausen, where there had been absolutely no opportunity to write. I recorded these events as they occurred to me in my memories, writing spontaneously, quickly, under the pressure of the experiences that filled me. I wrote on unbound sheets of paper without even numbering the pages. It did not occur to me to check the dates. In many cases, I hadn't even noted them down. And anyway, at the time, historians were only just starting work on their studies. Scholarly publications did not come out until much later, after I had finished my diary. When I was preparing my diary for publication in book form, it was not easy to put the events in chronological order. If I have not been successful, may my readers be tolerant of this. I am not a historian, and my diary is not a work of scholarship. My priority, the most fundamental thing for me, was the events and experiences, and these I remember quite precisely to this day. Reliable facts can be found in the scholarly literature. From history textbooks, students can learn that during the Second World War, 6 million Jews perished. The precise figures have been tallied and preserved in databases. All you need to do is click on your computer, the dates and numbers will appear. Each number, however, contains one human fate, one story. My diary is only one of these. I finished my notes with our May 1945 return to Prague.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?